News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer, and today on Drive Through, a controversy that's been brewing for years but rocked Parliament today. Electoral bonds. This after a four-part investigative report filed by journalist Nitin Sethi on HuffPost India raised serious questions on election funding and whether the BJP government abused its power to funnel black money into election funding.
Jiske na donor ka pata hai, na jitna paisa diya gaya, uski koi jankari hai, aur jisko diya gaya hai, uski bhi koi jankari nahi hai, usse sarkari bhrashtachar ke upar amli jama chadhaya gaya hai.
95% जो इलेक्ट्रल बॉन्ड्स का पैसा है वो भाजपा को गया, क्यों गया, ये क्यों हुआ?
मैं आपको मान एग्जांपल.
द कांग्रेस लेड बाय सोनिया गांधी स्टेज्ड अ वॉकआउट इन द लोकसभा टुडे ओवर द इशू. इट्स नॉट द फर्स्ट टाइम दैट इलेक्ट्रल बॉन्ड्स हैव बीन क्वेश्चन्ड इन पार्लियामेंट. ऑपोजिशन पार्टीज हैव रिपीटेडली सॉट इन्फॉर्मेशन फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट. इन द 2018 विंटर सेशन राज्यसभा एमपी मोहम्मद नादिमुल हक asked the government whether the Election Commission had ever raised concerns over electoral bonds. No, replied P. Radhakrishnan, Minister of State for Finance at the time. Radhakrishnan could now be facing a breach of privilege motion for lying to the House. So what are electoral bonds? They're a form of financial instruments like a promissory note through which anyone can donate any amount of money to a political party in India. Anyone means any company, any trust, NGO, even you or me, any individual who has 1,000 rupees or more to give to a political party. The maximum value of an electoral bond is 1 crore, but there's no limit on the number of electoral bonds one can buy or receive. Now, the concept of electoral bonds was introduced in 2017 by Arun Jaitley, the finance minister at the time. The argument was it would bring transparency into electoral funding since it would all be on record. Here's what Arun Jaitley told the media in January 2018.
जो चुनाव की और राजनीतिक दलों की फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म है, जो उनको पैसे के साधन मिलते हैं, उनको ट्रांसपेरेंट और साफ किया जाए.
However, there appears to be many, many things wrong with that argument. And the government, far from keeping its promise of transparency, appears to have been busy, even then, brushing things under the carpet. Nitin Sethi's reports for HuffPost India reveal the strong opposition put up by both the Election Commission and the Reserve Bank of India to the electoral bonds scheme. All of this became public after retired Commodore Lokesh Batra filed RTI application after RTI application to show how objections put up by the EC and the RBI were repeatedly brushed off by the government. The RBI's problem was that it gave the State Bank of India the right to issue bonds, which were so far exclusively with the RBI. It would be more complicated to monitor, it would erode faith in banknotes, and electoral bonds themselves would set a bad precedent by encouraging money laundering. All this listed out by RBI officials in a letter to the finance ministry 2 days before Arun Jaitley presented the union budget, but the government just went ahead and did what it wanted. Electoral bonds were rolled out in Jaitley's budget speech on the 1st of February. I mean, in this country, where it's practically death by red tape, the speed at which the government pushed through the electoral bond scheme, despite the opposition from the RBI and the EC, is mind-boggling. The EC's biggest problem was different. The bonds offered complete anonymity to donors. At the time of buying the bond, there's no need to show where the funds came from. Plus, there was no limit on election funding by corporates. A letter from the Election Commission to the Law Minister in May 2017 calls it, and I'm going to quote from the documents put out by HuffPost, a retrograde step as far as transparency of donations is concerned. Withdraw it, the EC said. The Law Ministry forwarded the EC's letter to the Finance Ministry. And then, black hole. That letter led absolutely nowhere. And it was just one of the many letters, files, documents that circulated in the corridors of power that seemed to have been simply ignored by the government. Later, journalists from The Quint and HuffPost India have reported that it's not even that electoral bonds can't be traced. They can. The SBI has data to track it, which is available to the government. As Nitin Sethi puts it in his HuffPost report, the only people in the dark about the source of these donations are the Indian public and the opposition parties. In fact, several political parties had raised objections in May 2017 when Arun Jaitley wrote to them for their views. Some asked for more details on the scheme. Some, including the BJP's ally, the Shiromani Akali Dal, suggested changes. None of them were taken on board. A system was being created by the ruling party for one simple reason: to ensure that it stayed the ruling party. Let's put two facts on the table. Fact one, 95% of the money raised by electoral bonds, the very first time it went on sale, 95% went to the BJP. That was in March 2018. It was about 210 crore rupees, according to the Association for Democratic Reforms, which first put out this data. Fact two, the very first round of sale of electoral bonds bent the rules. Arun Jaitley had announced four windows for the sale of electoral bonds. The first one was supposed to be April 2018. Instead, they went on sale in March 2018. Yes, the BJP cleaned up. Then right before the Karnataka Assembly elections, another extra round of sale was allowed. And according to HuffPost, the decision was taken by the PMO. A finance ministry note accessed by HuffPost specifically says the PMO desired to open a special 10-day window for issuance of electoral bonds. The Election Commission's concerns, dismissed. The Reserve Bank's concerns, rejected. Political parties' concerns, ignored. By March 2019, the case had hit the Supreme Court. By then, electoral bonds worth more than 1,400 crores, that's almost $200 million, had already been transferred to political parties. India was 2 months away from general elections. The results, perhaps, were almost a given. This new administration came to power on the promise of rooting out corruption, not entrenching it. It's way past time to walk the talk. I'm Shaini Iyer. Drive Through will be back tomorrow.
News 18 Drive Through with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.